Are you fully charged? The Three Keys to Energizing Your Work and Life. Author, Tom Rath. The Science of Daily Experience. The time and cost of tracking what people do are now remarkably low. It's much easier to measure thoughts, feelings, and behaviors on a daily, even momentary basis. New technology enables scientists to ask people what they are doing at various times of the day, who they are with, and how much they enjoy an activity. Sensors and wearable devices can even measure how people are doing with no input required from those wearing the devices. These technologies, paired with innovative research methods, have led to a rapid expansion in knowledge about the central elements of daily well-being. Researchers call this daily experience, which is the product of positive and negative experiences throughout the day. Daily experience is measured by asking people whether they have emotions like happiness, enjoyment, stress, and other feelings within a given day. Daily well-being versus life satisfaction. The distinction between daily well-being and broad evaluation of life satisfaction is important because it leads to very different conclusions about the best investments of time and resources. Your overall satisfaction with life certainly matters. It's easier to improve your own happiness when you focus on doing it right now. Taking small, meaningful actions today is the best way to make changes, and eventually, these small changes will lead to important long-term outcomes. Three keys to a full charge. When you're fully charged, you get more done. You have better interactions, your mind is sharp, and your body is strong. You experience high levels of engagement and well-being. Three different conditions differentiate days when you have a full charge from typical days. Meaning, doing something that benefits another person. Interactions, creating far more positive than negative moments. Energy, making choices that improve your mental and physical health. When we surveyed more than 10,000 people to see how they are doing across these three areas, we found that most people struggle on a daily basis. The good news is that the biggest changes for your daily well-being start with a few small steps. Part 1. Meaning creates meaning, with small wins. Through both research and personal experiences, we discovered that creating meaning is central not just to our existence, but to that of every organization in our society today. Businesses, schools, governments, and families are being challenged more than ever to show how they make a meaningful contribution to society. Our research shows that the odds of being completely engaged in your job increase by more than 250% if you spend a lot of time doing meaningful work throughout the day. Small wins generate meaningful progress. You might create a small positive charge for one of your customers today, or work on a new product that will benefit people in the future. Over the weekend, maybe you'll have a long conversation with a loved one that makes a difference. It's these little moments, not grand actions, that create substance and meaning. Make work a purpose, not just a place. When we studied workers on the cleaning staff in a hospital system, we were amazed by how differently people viewed the same job. Some workers saw their job as a paycheck, others considered their work a true calling. When we dug deeper, we found that the difference lay in whether or not a worker had strayed from their formal job description and become involved in meaningful interactions and relationships with patients and visitors. A 2013 study of more than 12,000 workers worldwide found that employees who derive meaning and understand the importance of their work are more than three times as likely to stay within the organization. Judging the success of your career based on the amount of money you make can quickly lead you astray. Think of all the people you know and who worked tireless hours at jobs less than enjoyable for decades. Behind the scenes, many of these people led pretty miserable lives because they failed to put things in perspective and work for meaning instead of a paycheck. Incentives based on a group performance have been shown to boost innovation more than individual incentives. Instead of focusing solely on your own performance, finding a way to gauge the performance of your team. Then put your energy into helping the group achieve. Working toward a shared mission with other people will add a positive charge to each day. Initiate to shape the future. What will matter later in life is what you initiate today. Striking a cup of conversation that leads to a new friendship, sharing an idea with someone at work that turns into a new product or offering, or investing in another person's growth and watching him succeed over the years. If you want to create a positive charge for yourself and others, your ability to do so will be almost directly proportional to the amount of time you can spend initiating instead of responding. While most people feel like their job is to respond, in most cases it's not. If you work in a role serving customers directly and answer their questions with the minimal amount of information required, you could have a day full of responding. This approach isn't good for you, your organizations, or your customers. However, if you individualize your interaction with each person, anticipate future needs, or help even more than a customer expects, that is initiating. Manage your communications, online and offline, instead of letting them ruin your life. If you don't, you'll inadvertently spend a majority of your time responding to other people's needs, instead of creating anything that lasts. While you cannot predict what will happen in the future, by initiating something new each day, you'll be part of creating the future. Part 2. Interactions make every interaction count. A controversial 2013 study conducted by a team of Princeton researchers found what they called massive-scale emotional contagion through networks. To Just whether emotions spread through brief online interactions, the researchers altered the Facebook newsfeed of 689,300 users. This was the controversial part of the study, as it wasn't clear whether these users had opted into an experiment. When positive expressions in the newsfeed were deliberately reduced, people generated fewer positive posts and instead wrote more negative posts. When negative expressions were deliberately reduced, the positive occurred. All of this research makes it clear that people greatly underestimate how everyday interactions influence their daily experience. You absolutely can control your next interaction with another person, no matter how bad of a mood you're in. You can make a conscious choice to add a positive spin to your next conversation. This should set off a positive charge within you, and the other person as well, resulting in additional energy for your overall environment. Put experience first. There's no better use of your financial resources than to spend them on meaningful experiences with other people. Consider what occurs before, during, and after a trip with loved ones. If you plan a vacation well in advance, you experience several exciting months of anticipation. Then you have the actual experience with your friends or family, followed by many years of fond memories. Compare all this goodwill with cheap thrill of buying a new shirt or even a new car. You might get a small spike in happiness immediately after the purchase, but the excitement of the new car fades quickly when you're sitting in traffic the following Monday morning. Even brief interpersonal experiences, such as going out to dinner with your spouse, a concert, or taking your kids to a sporting event, are much better use of your financial resources. Part 3. Energy puts your own health first. A study of more than 30,000 nurses found that those who work long shifts are 32 times more likely to rate the quality of care on their ward as poor, compared with nurses working short shifts. They were also 41% more likely to report failing or poor standards of safety in their ward. In many cases, working longer hours is a disservice to those you intend to serve. This phenomenon is spread in the business all around the world. There is always an implicit pressure for the leaders to be the first ones in the office, to work the longest days, and to claim they need very little sleep. But if you want to make a difference, you need to put your health and energy ahead of all else. Making the connection between better decisions and your daily energy levels can do more to change your behavior than you ever think. Think about your daily behavior to ensure that you have adequate energy to be fully recharged. Push pause before responding. When you face an immediate and acute stressor, your instinct is to fight back and respond immediately. But it helps to simply hit the pause button in your mind. The more something gets under your skin, causes your heart to beat a race, and makes you breathe a bit more quickly, the more important it is to take a step back before speaking or typing a single word. Even under the most difficult circumstances, take a moment to gather your thoughts, and then have a rational discussion. This will give you time to think things through, and determine a way to deal with the other person in a healthier manner. Do good for a life well lived. You have a limited number of days to make a difference. This is one of the few certainties that everyone shares. It can also be an extraordinary motivational force. Embrace the fact that you need to infuse a lot of good into this world while you can. You have the opportunity to decide how you'll spend your time. Use this knowledge to stay focused on doing what's most important every day. If you don't prioritize what's most important today, you may later find yourself wishing you had spent more time with your children or loved ones. You may regret that you didn't pursue an idea you had many years ago. Fortunately, you do have time to add a positive charge to the world.